G'day race fans, it's round 21. We're getting to the business end of the championship. Interlagos, Brazilian Grand Prix. Love the track. We've got three drivers still heavily in the mix. How do you see this one panning out? Because we do seem to get some absolute stonker weekends here.
Yeah, man, this is one of the best weekends on the calendar. So many iconic moments in Formula One's history here, right? So you had Senna in, what was it, 91. You had Alonso celebrating his championship in 2005. Of course, Lewis, his first championship in 2008. Then you go a little bit further and his crazy drive in 2021. And then last year, man, Max Verstappen's driving that hectic wet race that we had. For me, this is probably one of my favorite weekends on the calendar. Plus, it's a sprint weekend, man. One mistake could cost you your championship. We're that deep in there now. It's balls to the wall. Go get it, boys.
And I'd just like to put a big shout out to Alpine last year with the double podium as well with Gasly and Ocon.
Yeah, last year's race was hectic. That was one of the coolest races.
Well, speaking of cool races, we may get some of that classic Interlagos weather. Rain floating around, depending on where you source your weather experts.
Yeah, this is the thing, right? Some are like 95% chance of rain all 3 days. Some are like 50%. Friday, Saturday, so yeah. But I think rain will definitely play a part.
Pirelli have come with a softer compound than what they did last year. Last year was a C3, C4, C5, although the whole race was basically inters and wets. So C2, C3, C4. So if we do get that dry running, hopefully that does introduce a two-stop strategy if dry.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If it is dry, just with the circuit itself, it's generally pretty hard on tyres anyway. If it's dry, you'll get a two-stop. I've got a feeling we're going to see the green and blue tyres.
blue, I'm not so sure about. Yeah. They seem to be the most useless thing in existence.
No, that's exactly right. They don't like the blue tyre. But, yeah, I've got a feeling that rain will play a pretty decent part this weekend.
Now, before we get stuck in, big shout-out, particularly to the Brazilian fans, Bortoleto. They've got a driver on the grid, I think, for the first time since Massa, which was, I think, at the end of 2017 was his final season.
Yep.
So a little bit of a wait there for some Brazilian fans. And, yeah, they'll be back in the lad. Also, we know Lewis Hamilton. This is like a home away from home. He gets massive support here.
Yeah, he gets plenty of love.
Yeah, plenty of love here. So definitely from the perspective of the atmosphere, I think Interlagos is right up there.
Yeah, man, this is going to be good, man. I reckon this is going to be a bell ringer.
All right, McLaren, one solitary point between Lando and Oscar. Lando Norris clearly has the ascendancy. He is riding a wave of momentum. Oscar Piastri is looking for answers. It was domination last time out for Lando out at the Mexican Grand Prix, 30 seconds over his nearest rival. Do you see them replicating that this weekend? Can Oscar get back on track?
Yeah, I do. I actually do think he'll get back on track this weekend. We're going to a circuit now that's traditionally high grip, okay? And then if you read all the reports coming out of McLaren is that Oscar's been struggling on the low grip surface, race surface. So we're going back to a track that's high grip, high dag. Oscar, this is an important weekend for him. He struggles to adapt his driving style on these low grip conditions. We're going to Las Vegas next weekend, not next weekend, the weekend after, and that is notoriously low grip because they're going to be running around and it's like freezing cold.
Street circuit as well.
So he needs to make an impact this weekend. If it's wet, we've seen in the past, Oscar's generally better than Lando in the wet.
The Lando fans are going to come out, remember what happened at Melbourne round one when Oscar went off, right?
Yeah. So, but traditionally, bar Melbourne, you look at the other wet races we've had, like Oscar has managed to drive away. Like he's gapped him. I think if it's wet, I think Oscar will have the better of Lando. Like you said, man, Lando's got all the momentum, man. Like, he's going to be hard to stop.
Yeah,
no big doubt. But I don't think we'll see the massive gap that we've seen the last few rounds. Oscar will be a lot closer this weekend, but I think he really needs to make a statement this weekend. So he needs to make hay while the sun shines, if it shines at all this weekend.
So regardless, you think they're good enough for podium anyway? I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Those two and Max. You can't afford to have a weekend like you did in Mexico. God, no. Like, that'll be it. That will be his championship done for sure. No doubt.
All right. Max Verstappen going for his third win in a row, I believe.
Yeah.
So, look, he has a lot of good form here. And again, in the mixed conditions, he's an absolute weapon. Only 36 points away from Norris. So he's 100% in the mix. And if we do get those mixed conditions, I mean, look, it can become quite a lottery. And we do see, you know, safety cars, VSCs, so then strategy becomes all the more important. I think he is probably on par to pick up the maximum 33 points over the weekend. So it really just comes down to what the McLaren boys do. But I think this is going to be a weekend where he eats in to that championship lead. Yep. Yuki on the other side, nothing changes there, but it looks like he's been given a little bit more leeway until the end of the season. There are some interesting reports coming out from the IndyCar side of things and some rumors that he may be jumping over to that side. Regardless of that, he needs to do one hell of a job to at least try and get in the mix to enable Red Bull to play around with strategy in the race or just get in the mix alongside those McLarens and essentially just be a menace.
Yeah. Well, also, too, you've got to look at the constructors, right? They're only 10 points behind Ferrari with Mercedes sitting 1 point behind them. Behind Ferrari. So on Yuki's side, Q3, good points. Got to be on it. He's running out of races. Like you said, there's the rumors of IndyCar, and I probably tend to think that may be his only option. I think he might be finished in a driving capacity for now in Formula One. Max's side, man, like you said, 3 wins in a row. If it's dry, he's going to be fast. If it's wet, he's going to be fast. I agree, man. He is a real odds on to get the double here this weekend. Also, too, Manny drops down to 6 penalty points. He's getting 3 removed this weekend. We might even see a little bit more aggressive maneuvers from Max now. He's not such in a precarious place with penalty points. He's going to be a real thorn in McLaren's side, I think, this weekend for sure.
Ferrari, Lewis Hamilton, going to get a lot of love here this weekend. He's won here plenty of times as well, coming off a few decent results in relation to his teammate based on pace. Charles Leclerc, can't count him out, particularly once we come into, you know, the qualifying sessions, one lap race pace. We know he's really good. And of course, being a sprint race weekend, one practice session, got to get that car dialed in pretty much straight away. So Ferrari's chances this week, considering there's still a big battle going on for the Constructors' Championship.
Yeah, man, it's going to be super tight between them and Mercedes, I think, this weekend. They need to continue the way they have since Austin, where they've rolled out of the truck. They've been okay, but they've managed to improve throughout the weekend. Man, they're staring down the barrel of a winless season for the first time in a long time. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to change. I think they are going to go winless this year. Lewis gets plenty of love around here. He's become much more comfortable with that car, man. He's matching Charles at the moment. And I think if it's wet, I think he may get the better of Charles this weekend because we know how good he is in the wet, especially around here. The love that he gets will give him a bit of extra motivation, I think. And, yeah, Charles is going to be a factor, definitely in qualifying. Whether he can keep the car underneath him in the race, we'll wait to see. Generally, I think they're going to be pretty decent around here, man. Between them and Merck, man, I can't pick them.
Now, Mercedes, a little bit disappointing last time out with a P6, P7 finish for Kimi and George. Now, George, didn't he get his first win here back in
22, was it?
22?
Yeah, I think it was 2022.
So, race winner. So that will definitely give him some confidence.
Yeah.
Probably cooler conditions. I mean, even if we don't get a dry race, it seems to be like they're predicting a lot of cloud cover, 25, 26 deg. So you're probably thinking track temp is going to be on the lower side. I think that'll play into their hands and maybe Mercedes will be a little bit stronger here than most people predict.
Exactly right. That's basically my train of thought there. Like you said, track temp won't be as high. So they'll definitely be a lot stronger here. Look, but generally carry a little bit more downforce anyway. So I think if it is wet, they're still going to be quite strong. You know George is going to be there. If the car's good enough for first, he'll be first. If it's good enough for second, he'll be second. If it's good enough for seventh, he'll be seventh. Plus, we also had a little bit of news finally coming out about his contract as well. Mm. So that was quite interesting with the so-called performance clause. If he reaches a certain target, he'll get a definite extension for 2027.
So basically they're saying it's a 1+1 contract.
Yeah.
But now it's flipped into George's favor as opposed to the rumors it was flipped into Mercedes' favor to trigger.
It's performance, yeah. So basically if it, say, I don't know what the actual target is, obviously they're not going to tell us that, but let's say the target is he's fourth in the championship by Hungary.
That's certain, yeah.
Yeah, he'll get an automatic extension for 2027. It basically puts...
There's an element of trust.
Puts his career in his own hands then, yeah. Right?
But there's also an element of trust in those sort of certain circumstances.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine, you know, you get to the point where, say it is Hungary. Oh, Toto, boys, slow pit stop on this one, mate.
Yeah.
The boys. No, I think it's good for George. I think it's good for Mercedes. And, you know, that's one way to motivate your driver, right? You put in those type of clauses where the results are based on you. So,
well, it shows George's belief too, right? Because he's like, all right. He wants that kind of added pressure because he believes that he can do the job. So he's clearly not worried about it. He's like, well, give me that clause. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like he said, you know, that puts my destiny in my own hands, which is what you want, right? He's got to make sure he performs every weekend. Kimi's side of the garage, man. Kimi's got to just keep doing what he's doing, man. What, he's scored points in the last 5 out of 7 races, I think it is.
Yeah, he's been pretty solid since the European legs.
Yeah, and I think he'll be in the points again, man. Like I said, the low track temp will definitely play into their hands. Qualifying will be interesting, if it's dry, to see the comparative speed between Mercedes and Ferrari, because right now I can't split them.
Let's just delve into the midfield where it's even harder to split.
This is getting tough,
it's
man.
Next level, and we'll just start off straight away with Williams.
Yeah.
Again, sitting around in that P5 in the constructors. Oh, mate, Albon, though. This is the intriguing battle, the Albon-Sainz battle. We're seeing Sainz now get on top of that car, and he is just putting in the results, particularly when we're looking at qualifying pace. But Albon, he's the one I'm interested in because very much a confidence driver, but it just seems he's on the wrong end at the moment.
Yeah.
He needs to climb out of the hole.
Yeah, no points since Monza. Sainz, man, is the one that's on top at the moment in that team. He's, whatever he's unlocked, always believed that the speed was there. Well, now he's really showing it, and he's so comfortable in that car, man, and he's a threat now to that top 10 every time he gets in that car. But for Albon, it's just a tidy weekend, and I think it starts really with making sure you get on top of qualifying for sprint and for the main race, because for whatever reason, that seems to be Williams' downfall, probably more so on Albon's side of the garage at the moment. Like you always say, man, needs to stop the rot, because at the moment, Sainz is definitely...
the top dog, the smooth operator of the team.
Yeah, and he's running out of races to make sure that he finishes the season ahead of his teammate.
Racing Bulls, again, tough one. They're a team that should be getting more top 10s with both drivers, showing enough pace. Hadjar, again, I think he'll be rapid. Lawson, a little bit of pressure now. Yes, there's been an extension with the time frame in which Red Bull are going to announce the drivers for 2026. Maybe the drivers already know. Who knows? Love to be a fly on the wall with Mekkies and Helmut over there. But they need a big one out. Been a little while since some good points have flowed. They're in reach of securing P5 if they get it
right. If they can put it together. Well, this is the thing, right? They've got to put it together. They've been so inconsistent. I think they haven't, as a team, scored any points since Baku. When they get it right, that car is easily as quick, if not quicker, than the Williams at some stage. I think Lawson, he got a 9th here last year, right? He scored a couple points.
He had a good drive. Yep.
So, you know, that'll give him some confidence coming in. For Lawson, man, it's just now qualifying, dude. Like, come on. When you get it right, you have great weekends.
Come on, Liam. Get it right. Make me happy this weekend.
Exactly. Well, exactly. He needs to, right? Because like you said, I think time's running out for him too to prove himself. Look, I've already gone through what I think of his season and how well he's done just mentally to come back from the start that he had. And I still think he deserves a seat. Hadjar's side of the garage, man, look, he's just probably just really looking for points. He's looking for a better weekend. Look, he's been off slightly compared to where he has been throughout the season. Look, every driver's going to go through ebbs and flows, but I think he's a lot better than what he's been shown the last few weekends. Mentally, I don't think it affects him too much. I just think his performances haven't been quite where they need to be. They've just been so inconsistent this year. Like, imagine if they were in the points every weekend and we've seen Williams struggle. Like, they could easily be 5th. Easily. One weekend it's Haas, double points. Next weekend it's Aston Martin, double points. Next weekend it's
Aston Martin, double points?
That's been a while.
I can't remember the last time that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember the last time that happened. But speaking of which, Aston Martin, Interesting statistic. Fernando Alonso has never won a race around Interlagos, which I thought was quite fascinating. I thought he would have had at least one race win here. Now, were those rumors true regarding Fernando just pulling off out at Mexico? And
well, I don't know. We never really got any confirmation. Of, you know, Alonso's not going to tell you it was. The team's not going to tell you it was. But
not at all. Yeah,
I mean, you listen to the radio and it was kind of like, seems a bit sus, bruh.
It does. But Aston Martin, they do some odd things over there, particularly on Lance Stroll. So, look, what do you think of their chances? I'm not discounting Fernando putting in a good showing and cracking a top 10 with some points. Lance Stroll, though, like, he has his moments, especially in the wet. He is very much one or the other when it comes to the wet weather driving. We've seen outstanding performance and we've seen absolutely gutter performance. Never seems to be consistently in the middle. We get the mixed weather. What are you getting from Stroll this weekend? What are the vibes from Mr. Lancelot Stroll?
I've got good vibes this weekend for Mr. Lancelot.
There we go.
In the wet or in the dry. Look, we're in a circuit that's the sweet spot for Aston Martin, that medium to high downforce. The only thing they may struggle with is the tyre deg. Their car will be much better suited around here. On Stroll's side, like you said, man, no points since Zandvoort. He's struggle street, so inconsistent. But I feel like this weekend could be a cracker for him.
Quick one. Was it last year that Lance beached himself in the gravel trap on the outlap?
On the warm-up lap or whatever it was.
And then he just drove into the gravel.
He had the meatball moment, right? That was the smooth brain. But I don't think we'll see that this weekend. Look,
learned from it.
Yeah. When you look back at the season, you look at the tracks he's done all right at, right? So Australia, China, Great Britain, Hungary, and Zandvoort. Now, they're all sort of similar circuits to Interlagos, right? So I feel like with this year's car, the style of circuit suits him. When it comes to the mixed conditions, man, he's not too bad, old Lancelot. He knows how to swim.
When he gets it right, he's actually pretty damn good in the wet.
Yeah, he knows how to swim for sure. And like you said, Alonso will be a factor, especially in qualifying. I think he'll definitely be a factor for Q3. I actually think Aston Martin may do okay here.
All right, Huss. Awesome weekend last time out. It was a double top 10 finish, wasn't it? Best for Ollie Bearman in P4. Have they got on top of that car? Because there have been some upgrades, hasn't there, through the last few race weekends, I think it was?
Since Austin.
Here we go. Ollie Bearman. And let's not discount Ocon. He's done well around here. It was a P2 last year. Again, taking advantage of the wet weather, but still a good drive. Had a few moments here, old Ocon, hasn't he? Remember the moment with he was getting lapped by Max?
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was round turn one, turn two, you know, sort of sequence there. So
another iconic moment.
Yeah, got a shove. Yeah, iconic moment. Another Max iconic moment. We've always joked about them doing really great one week, following week, just absolutely in the gutter. I've got a feeling about them this week. I've got a feeling about Huss this week, and I think they're going to have another great weekend.
Yep.
And I think Bearman, again, is going to step up. But
he made his debut here, right, for Huss last year. Because wasn't Magnussen sick? Was he sick? Magnussen was crook, I think, and Ollie made his debut.
Yes, I think.
For Haas. Yeah,
because
he
did the drive for Ferrari Saudi Arabian earlier in the season.
Yeah,
it's a good point. I think it was. And he struggled a bit. I remember it being a bit of a struggle for him.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
I mean, it was hard. Like, I mean, being essentially a rookie, jumping straight into a car, wet conditions. So, yeah, I mean, in saying that, he'll take a lot of good experience from that.
Yeah. And I agree, man. I think they could be in for a good showing. Look, they've certainly unlocked something since they brought those upgrades. Ollie's just doing a killer job at the moment, man. He's on a good run. Since he got those penalty points, whatever it was, it switched him on and he's been a gun, man. And on Ocon, take a bit of confidence, you know. Came second here last year. Sort qualifying out. Get yourself in a better position for the race. He can show some speed. Since those upgrades, the car's been pretty decent. He can get himself a little bit higher in qualifying. He'll definitely be in the mix. But for me, man, it's just between them, Kick, and V-Carb, man. At the moment, they're so close, all three of them. It's hard to pick which one is going to have the best weekend. I don't see a reason why both those boys couldn't score points again this weekend.
I think the big thing for Ocon, though, is to bring the performance back into his favour. He's been getting outperformed by his junior counterpart.
Yeah, well, it looks like those upgrades have suited Ollie a little bit better, maybe.
Now, Green Machine, Stake Sauber was a big one. Big one for Kick Sauber this week because of the Bortoleto factor. Support is going to be immense.
Yeah.
Very passionate supporters, the Brazilians. Really good atmosphere. So I think for Bortoleto, I really do hope he has a great weekend, gets to really enjoy it, and that the pressure doesn't get to him.
I think that's where Sauber will do a good job. I think they've already spoken about trying to manage his media commitments and stuff like that so it doesn't get a bit too much. Because like we saw with Kimi, right?
Exactly.
He said it was a little bit too overwhelming for him and he lost focus of the job that he needed to do.
The whole will keep him grounded.
Yeah.
The whole will keep him grounded.
He's kept him grounded the last few races.
Yeah, well, that's true. He's really picked up his performance because, there was a bit of a running joke that he had basically given up since his podium in Silverstone and things just went really south, didn't it? But the last few race weekends, he's got it done where he needed to, which was in the qualifying.
Yeah.
And then that obviously just then helps the race immensely based on the qualifying position. I would not be surprised if we see some top 10 performance, whether it's in the sprint race or feature race.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. Look, I think they're just chasing consistency, right? Because since the summer break, like you go back, I think it was from like Spain to Hungary, man, and they had that really good run of points scoring races. Like they were really, really strong. Then they come back from the summer break and they've probably been a little bit too inconsistent. Gabby, man, he's going to have goosebumps going out into that grid come Sunday. Hulk, he seemed to have unlocked a bit of car performance, man, of late, minus the DNF in Mexico, of course. He seems to be a little bit more comfortable and he's starting to get the results off the back of that. And he's probably outperformed Gabby for sure in the last few races.
Yeah. I think for Gabby, just getting that P10 last time out was really good because there were a few race weekends before that where he was just a little bit off the boil. Getting that point scoring finish last time out will give him some confidence going into Brazil this week. Double podium last time out in Brazil. if there's some wet, optimism for you.
Yeah. Well, look, man, if it's wet.
That's the thing.
It's going to bring them back to the pack, right? So they're definitely doing as many rain dances as they can before the weekend starts. Both drivers have been confirmed for 2026. Colapinto got a deal done, which is kind of what we thought should happen anyway, because since he's come back from the summer break, he's been super competitive compared to his teammate. So I believe he's earned that right to have another season. All pressure's off. Now he's just got to work on maximizing what he's got now.
It's going to be great to see because there must be a massive pressure release valve that just goes off once you've signed on the dotted line and you're all set for next year, that the remaining four rounds, you can just drive with only the focus on the weekend at hand without thinking this is going to play a part to my potential future. I think he's done a pretty decent job since summer break, holding his own against Gasly, which is always the number one priority. So, it's going to be an intriguing battle for the next four rounds between those two.
If they get the wet weather, I mean, look, can't count Gasly out. He's had some pretty stellar performances throughout the year. In the wet, they'll definitely come closer to the midfield, but they won't have enough to actually impact that midfield.
Colapinto also drove here last year as well, didn't he? And I think he had the accident.
He had a big one, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty big one.
It was a pretty decent. It brought out the red flag, I think.
I think so,
I'm sure it brought out the red flag. He's just got to keep it off the walls this time.
He's done pretty well so far, keeping it off the walls.
Yeah.
So, because he was a wall magnet for a while.
Yeah. Well, now he doesn't have to try and force speed, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're seeing. Yeah.
I think he's comfortable in the car now, seeing the performance against Gasly. And, it just seems like he doesn't have to overdrive. The pressure release valve now, I think we'll see an even more competitive Franco Colapinto, and he should get a lot of good support down there. I'm sure a lot of Argentinians will cross over and make themselves known. All right, predictions. Always a tricky one with a sprint race weekend. Let's just go straight into the sprint race. Your top three.
Sprint race, I'm going to go Max. This is hard because we don't know if it's going to be wet or dry. So I'm going to go Max, Charles, Oscar. For the sprint race, I think the main feature race, I'm going to say Oscar. I think Oscar's going to be much, much, much better here. and it's going to be super tight between him and Max Verstappen. I'm going to go Max for second, and we're going to throw it out there. If it's wet, Lewis is going to finally get his podium, and he's not going to get robbed like last time out.
That will be a very popular podium in Brazil.
And I mean, it would be the perfect place for him to do it, right? It's the type of weekend for him to do something like that.
Right, driver that is going to overperform and one that will have the smooth brain moment and just cause havoc.
Overperform? I'm going to go Lance Stroll. Like I said, man, for those reasons.
You had the vibe,
mate.
You had the vibe.
Yeah, he's giving me good juju this weekend.
Yeah.
But I just think this style of circuit will suit him a much, much better, and he's proven with these style of circuits that he can be quite competitive, provided the car's right, obviously. Who is going to get my smooth brain? Oh, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. I don't know. Well, I don't know. that one's got me this weekend.
All right, you're a neutral. You're a wall rider, you don't have one.
Yeah, because the thing is, if it's wet, man, it could be anyone. It could even be Stroll. He could have another
Beach Daz Bro moment.
Yeah.
Sprint race for me, I'm going Max. I am going Lando. I am going Charles. Feature race, I am going Max. So basically, Max points this weekend.
Yep.
Oscar Piastri in second, George Russell third.
Okay. So who's coming out on top in the championship when they leave on Sunday?
Oh, mate, don't make me come up with these mathematical equations on the spot, mate. Like, too much is compute. Oh, mate. Where's my calculator?
Yeah.
I'm not going there. So from as far as someone that's going to outperform and do really well, it's going to be Ocon. And the smooth brain, just absolute horrendous weekend, Albon. I think the pressure gets to Albon.
Yeah, you reckon the bad juju continues?
Yeah. I just have a feeling poor old Albon has got that shovel out and he's just digging a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and you don't want to get to Abu Dhabi and not at least outscore Sainz.
Yeah. There's not a lot of time left to get things right. But hey, what do we know? Just a couple of washed up F1 fans with really poor opinions and predictions.
Yeah.
But if you like them, don't be afraid. Hit that like button and sub button. We have a little challenge, which, to be honest, is probably a little over our heads. 500 subs by Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. In our first season.
I did say in the last video, let us know in the comments if we're dreaming, and no one did. So that probably gives us a false sense of optimism.
No news is good news, right? So no one said anything.
Exactly right.
Good signs.
Exactly right. Well, Mick, final thoughts for you, mate.
Man, she's going to be a bell ringer. I think we are going to see an epic race, man. I think someone is going to do something extraordinary again, because it always seems to happen here. Yeah, we might see a shift in this 2025 championship battle. Yep, it's going to be a cracker. So until then, make sure you like and subscribe. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all your comments. Help us get to 500 by Abu Dhabi. Until then, we'll catch you in the next one.
Catch ya.